January 28th.
Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please?
Yeah, 97225.
Thank you, and I'm one of the supervisors over the floor in the fire department. Can I have your first and last name, please, ma'am?
Yes, it's Melody Fletcher.
Melody Fletcher. Thank you. Give me one moment. And what is your shipping address, ma'am, for security purposes, please?
Well, I live at 3300 Main Street, number 14, Forest Grove. But I used to live about 4 months ago at 905 Southwest Cedar Hills Boulevard, apartment 1224.
Yes, we have that old address. Thank you. So, yes, I see your note was done on January 28th for $7.45 for the Ultra Bar. Do you recall placing that order?
No, I do not.
Just like to save power?
I have no idea, but he said something to me about I paid for shipping and handling for $7.99.
$7.45.
Okay, but the transaction that's on my banking account is $56.95.
Yes, those are the bigger charges.
So what are those charges for?
Because when the order is done on January 28th for $7.45 for the Ultra Bar, it's to save power, you get enrolled in a membership for the $125 vouch monthly for a discount shopping store, and it tells you all the instructions in your emails. But if you're saying that you didn't place the order for the initial order for $7.45, what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and cancel your account. And I'm going to file this as fraud. But I want to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are full for a pending an investigation. False claims of fraudulent charges may result as penalties such as a fine. Will that be okay?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, give me one moment.
So once they find out who did it, are they going to call you?
So when you find out, like, what's going on and stuff, do you call me and let me know?
No, we will send the claim and get sent over to your local police station so they can verify the IP address on the account. If they have any additional questions, they'll get in contact with you, ma'am. So give me one moment.
Okay. And do you take this transaction off my banking account?
Give me one moment, ma'am. Okay, so your account is canceled, flagged as fraud, so nobody will be able to reopen the account back up. On my side, I have issued you a full refund of $56.95 and $49.97 plus the $7.45. Your refund will go back to your account in 3 to 5 business days. Is there something else I'll be able to assist you with, ma'am?
Nope, that will do. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer care. I hope you have a wonderful night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.